Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to ADHD Focus. Today we're diving headfirst into something we all struggle with, especially as beautiful neurodivergent folks, frustration. Ever felt like your brain is a tangled mess of wires? Thoughts jumping from one thing to another, leaving you feeling completely overwhelmed? You know that feeling when you're staring at a task, but it feels like Mount Everest is standing between you and getting it done. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can absolutely tackle this frustration monster. This isn't about pretending it doesn't exist or trying to be someone we're not. It's about acknowledging those feelings, understanding where they come from, and learning some practical strategies to navigate them like the champs we are. Now, before we jump in, remember, I'm not a therapist, just your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast who's been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. Well, maybe not the t-shirt, but you get the idea. But what I do have is a whole toolbox of strategies that have helped me conquer those frustrating moments and keep my cool even when things feel like they're spiraling out of control. So, let's break down some key takeaways to help you manage frustration and overwhelm. 1. Identify your triggers. What sets you off? Is it specific tasks, environments, or people? Once you know your triggers, you can start to create strategies to avoid them or better handle them when they inevitably pop up. Imagine this. You're trying to work on a project, but every time you get into the flow, someone starts chatting with you, disrupting your concentration. Boom. Frustration City. If you know that happens, maybe you can set aside dedicated, focus time, where you politely let people know you need some quiet. 2. Break it down. Feeling overwhelmed? Take a deep breath and remember. Rome wasn't built in a day. Instead of looking at the entire mountain of work, break it down into smaller, manageable chunks. It's like that feeling when you're trying to clean your whole house, way too intimidating. But if you focus on one room at a time, suddenly it feels much more doable. 3. Mindfulness matters. When frustration hits, take a moment to ground yourself. Practice deep breathing exercises, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell? Or try a quick meditation app. This can help calm your mind and bring you back to the present moment instead of getting lost in that whirlwind of negative thoughts. Think of it like this. Your brain is a bit like that super fast race car, always going, always moving. Mindfulness is like hitting those brakes, taking a breather, and allowing yourself to reset before jumping back into the race. 4. Celebrate small wins. Recognize your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Did you finish one task on your list? Awesome. Take a moment to acknowledge that victory. It's all about building momentum and celebrating progress. Remember, we often focus so much on the big picture that we forget to appreciate the little steps along the way. Those tiny wins add up, and they're super important for keeping our motivation high. 5. Self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and it's okay to feel frustrated sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Let me tell you a quick story. I was working on this big presentation last week, and my brain decided to take a holiday. Ideas were escaping like confetti, my focus was shot, and I felt that familiar frustration creeping in. But instead of throwing my hands up and yelling at the universe, I took a step back. I went for a walk, listened to some music, and reminded myself that it's okay to have off days. When I came back, I broke down the presentation into smaller chunks, celebrated each one as I completed it, and took frequent breaks to stay grounded. You know what? It got done, and it wasn't a total disaster. So remember, guys, frustration is a part of life, but it doesn't have to rule your world. Use these strategies, practice self-compassion, and celebrate those wins, big or small. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for managing frustration? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's learn from each other and build a supportive community. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep those brains firing and those spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.